And welcome back into Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Auto Home Life Property, and many other products to make your life go right. Call or visit your local State Farm agent to find out how State Farm can help you. In the Birmingham, Alabama market, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119, located at 2685 Pelham Parkway. Larry and his staff are ready to serve you and your family. Contact Larry today at 205-663-3119 and get State Farm on your team. State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Mike Bernard of OTM Sports still with us here on Inside the Numbers. Mike, we've covered all of the 1AA or FCS, as folks like to call it now, their playoff games for Saturday, for this weekend, today and tomorrow. I've got some tonight, of course. But let's move again tomorrow. Let's go to the only big-time college football game that's going on, and it's always big time to me. Army and Navy coming to you from Philadelphia, 3 p.m. on CBS. Navy leads the series 60-51-7, but Army has won the last two. Army sits right now at 9-2, Navy 3-9.
One of my top three rivalries in all of college football. This year it's a down year for Navy. They're going to miss out on a bowl game for the first time in 7 years, but it still should be interesting to watch. Army, Coach, I watched four of their games from start to finish. Now, I didn't intend to watch the entire game, but I start watching their games, and I get so intrigued to watch them with their ball control and how they control the clock with their ground game.
Go back and look at what they did against Eastern Michigan. They took the opening kickoff, and they scored with about 2 minutes left in the first quarter. I mean, basically, they just hogged the ball the entire first quarter. You know, and that's a 15-minute drive to open the game. Basically, what you've done is you've taken away a quarter of the time from them before they even get to football.
Right, and I watched that game, and you could see it on Eastern Michigan. They were so frustrated because the offense couldn't get on the field. And, Coach, when I take a look at numbers, there's some incredible numbers involving Army and this series. First of all, tell me this. Have you ever seen a college football team convert 30 of 33 on fourth down conversions in a season?
No, I never have.
I don't think a team's ever tried, even attempted 33 fourth downs. Mm-hmm. But remember, Monken decided to go with analytics and say, hey, we're going to go for it on fourth and three or less. And Army, of course, you mentioned their time of possession. They lead all of college football at 39 minutes per game. Some other trends about this series, of course, we talked off the air. Navy beat Army from 0-2 all the way through 15. They beat them 14 straight times. But as you said, Army's won the last two. Now, the last 12 times these teams have met, all 12 stayed under. So both teams run the ball. They eat up the clock. In this game, I like Army to win their third straight over Navy, but I'm not sure if I'm going to lay the points in the game.
Both these coaches, Ken Niumatalolo and Jeff Monken, they really like to run the football. They served as assistants under former Navy coach Paul Johnson, who just retired from Georgia Tech. Both these coaches have been tied to the Georgia Tech job, but however, this morning they named Jeff Collins as new head coach at Georgia Tech. So that's going to be something for the Army-Navy players. They know their coaches are not going anywhere. But, Mike, I'll tell you, I think things like that really don't affect these Army-Navy players like it does a lot of other college players, because these guys are more focused on more important things. These guys are the last of the true student-athletes, and even then some on top of that.
No doubt. First of all, congrats to your friend Jeff Collins on getting the Georgia Tech job. But you're exactly right. You know, so many times the cliches about, oh, you have to throw the records out the window. Well, this is the only series where that I can think of where that stands true, because Army is favored by 6.5 or 7 points. But if you go back and look at the last 25 years, Army's only won this game by more than 7 points one time. And the reason is because even when Navy was beating Army 14 straight, some of those Navy was a big favorite, but the rivalry is such a great rivalry, and the players focus on it so often, it's always usually really close.
All right, Mike, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up Inside the Numbers by looking at the NFL.